You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 5.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Hi, and welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane Podcast. And I'm Steve Hutt. And if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your Shopify store. New episodes are available each week in iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, or even online at our blog at ecommercefastlane.com. On today's episode, I'm excited to be speaking with Steve Deckard. He's the co-founder and head of business development at Smile.io, and it's a very popular rewards program for Shopify and Shopify Plus, which is the enterprise version. Now, Smile.io, they power over 17,000 loyalty, VIP, and referral programs from around the world, and he's going to talk today about the importance of customer retention. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on. I'm a huge podcast fan, so it's interesting to be on the other side.
Oh, great. Well, I'm so glad you're here. And it's funny, you know, I know of you for actually quite a few years. Back in my agency days, I remember your brand being Sweet Tooth Rewards. And in my agency, we would always recommend to have a solution to help merchants grow their brands. You know, the idea was that, you know, they would drive traffic through paid acquisition, through social media or word of mouth or SEO, however the customer got there and they made a purchase. We always knew that that when you had a customer, that it was, you know, more inexpensive I guess the best word to say is that it's cheaper to maintain existing customers than it is to kind of go and acquire new customers. And that's one of the things that we learned. And by implementing Sweet Tooth, was a lot of brands really grew massively because they implemented your solution. I also see that you have, in the last little while, have actually made a pivot over into a new name. And I noticed in the Shopify app store, I see that it changed too. For a while, I think it said a Sweet Tooth Rewards or Smile.io, and then in brackets had Sweet Tooths, because I'm sure there were some people that were wondering about the name change. So maybe you can share with me kind of the journey of kind of, I guess you're helping over 17,000 merchants now. Maybe you can tell me some things about, about the company.
Well, first of all, it's really tough to get 17,000 people to remember a new name and forget the old one. So it was a huge project, but it was a really great project, and I'm so glad that we did it. I'll kind of start from the beginning and walk all the way through. So we did start out actually as an agency, much like yourself. And, we had a few merchants that we were doing services for and customizations and whatnot. And this is back when merchants were really focused on customer acquisition, on getting new customers, whether it was via paid ads, search engine marketing, SEO. Some people might have been doing a lot of email blasts and stuff like that too. But they definitely forgot about, keeping their customers coming back, or they underinvested in keeping those customers coming back once they had them. You know, it's kind of like the wild, wild west days of e-commerce. And we noticed that there's this huge need, for online retailers to keep their customers coming back. So we created our first product, which was, as you referenced, Sweet Tooth. It was called Sweet Tooth. And that was a loyalty points program for online retailers. And that did really well. That was really successful. And we grew a lot with the brand Sweet Tooth. Just last year, in spring of last year, we actually changed our name to Smile.io. And when we did that, we also this had been in the works for about a year or so. But when we did that, we actually launched some new functionality as well. So we still do loyalty points programs, which are where programs where you can give customers points for buying things or for sharing the word on social media or any valuable actions that are good for your business. You can give customers points for doing those things, and then they can spend those things on a discount, a free product, gift, whatever you'd like. So that's what we originally started doing. But as we rebranded to Smile, we added in two more programs. VIP programs and referral programs.
I see. And that's excellent. So it's nice. So now you're able to cover kind of all the bases.
Yeah, exactly. Then. And the thought was that, you know, whether you wanted a loyalty points program, a VIP program, or a customer referral program, or all of them, you know, you would have the tools that you need to make your customers smile.
So, you know, so that brings into a good question then about just loyalty and rewards in general. So like, you know, why is it important to implement it? I mean, you alluded to a little bit, but maybe you can dig a little deeper.
Yeah, it's actually becoming increasingly important. It's funny how, you know, the time goes by, but not the same kind of problems exist for merchants. So, you know, when you talk to merchants, they're talking about issues like their cost to acquire a customer going up. You know, the cost of their ads, their CPC is going up and their CPA is going up. They're worried about people using ad blockers so that, you know, they might be running these ads, but no one's seeing them. You know, if they are running these ads, sometimes they're running into issues with banner blindness where customers don't even see the ads anymore. You know, like the ads are there on their screen, but they're not even acknowledging them because they've kind of subconsciously blocked them out. Or even if it's something more explicit, like, you know, I mean, Facebook just announced they're going to have an algorithm change to what kind of news is presented in the news feed and producing how much commercial and promotional stuff is shared in the news feed in Facebook. Even just generally speaking about, you know, more competition in the market, you know, you've got these great tools and these great platforms out there that make it very easy to launch a store. You know, the other side of that is that there are a lot more stores out there and there's a lot of competition out there. And so, you know, all of that means that, you know, if you have a customer, you need to keep them and you need to maximize, you know, their customer lifetime value, how much they'll spend with you over their entire life. Also going back to the fact that it's more difficult to do conventional digital advertising, you know, like the ad blockers are there, people aren't seeing the ads, Facebook's algorithm is changing. A really good strategy is actually to turn your existing customers into brand advocates that can become your, you know, kind of free customer marketing arm. And that's where a program like a referral program comes into play, or incentivizing customers to share stuff on social. So instead of having to pay for those social ads or pay those paid ads at all, you can have your customers doing that for you. And it's a much more organic way for you to promote your brand.
So let's suppose that, you know, and I agree with you that, you know, hey, you know, you need to have a loyalty and rewards program running. So would there be any risks involved in, or any mistakes that you have found along the way that maybe merchants have experienced about implementing such a
program? I'd say the number one mistake that I see is people adopting a rewards program for the first time and then trying to do a bunch of crazy customizations. Doing things that, you know, might initially look good or seem good, but over the long run, for the longevity of the program, that it doesn't work out well. Because what usually happens is, you know, 6 months later, a year later, after you've implemented your program and you've done all of these crazy customizations, you haven't maintained them, or you maybe have launched a new theme on your site. You know, there's a lot that can change. And in having those customizations, it really slows your program down and makes your program look and function worse. So I would say for the end user's best experience, for your customer's best experience, try to avoid doing a lot of customization so that, you know, one, it looks better longer. And two, when there are new features and functionality released, you can right away take advantage of that functionality without having to make sure that it works with your custom setup.
Yeah. And I would totally agree with that too, because I found, you know, currently and even with my agency in the past is that, you know, Shopify does 80% of e-commerce very well. And we always, you know, would tell customers in the end that, you know, this final 20% are either done through private apps, or apps that are in the app store that are public. And that's kind of where you fit into that mix. And you're right. When you start going in there and tweaking the code and doing things, it really can affect, overall, if there's, you know, kind of a platform upgrade inside Shopify, or there is, you know, or upgrades to new functionality and stuff, then you've modified things and it really can, you know, just cause a lot of havoc, to be quite honest with you. And I've seen it. And so it can be quite scary. So I guess leading into that then, so I guess the platform itself, you know, you've pivoted now from, you know, from Sweet Tooth, and now we've got into loyalty and rewards, and we've changed the name. And, you know, is there anything that we can expect, I guess, for a roadmap into 2018?
Yeah, so I mean, this kind of talks about what you just spoke about. You know, we want to become more of a platform ourselves, and we want to focus on the core functionality of a rewards program. But we also acknowledge that, you know, we need to do things that maybe not every single merchant needs to do, but they, you know, they have this requirement, or they want this one, you know, function to work. So what we're actually going to be doing over the coming year is working with a lot more of the technologies and services that merchants already work with. And it's in the exact same mantra as Shopify, where, you know, we are going to cover that 80% of that strong core rewards functionality. And the other 20% is going to be available to you, with an app or an integration that we can support.
Excellent. So that's a nice synergy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of the people that you've already interviewed may already have an integration with us.
Well, it's funny. I did look to see, and you're right, you know, Yotpo and MailChimp and, you know, Recharge for doing recurring billing, and Klaviyo for email marketing. And it's interesting how you're kind of aligning yourself and, you know, doing the 80% well, and that final 20% will be, you know, kicked in with these kind of other technology partners.
Yeah, so it's all about creating an ecosystem. And there's a great quote from Harley Finkelstein, the COO of Shopify, and it's that the greatest companies have the greatest ecosystems. And I totally believe in that.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have any closing comments, things that you'd like to leave our visitors with
today?
Yeah,
just that, you know, the tactics and the strategy and the data, you know, of a rewards program, it's all great. And it all works. And it's all a good strategy for you to do. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that you should do what you believe in. You know, and I personally believe that connections with people are really important, that making people happy is really important. And, you know, that applies to our customers, and that applies to our merchants making their customers happy. And so, you know, if you're able to do that, if you're able to connect with people, and if you're able to make those people happy that you connect with, you'll be successful. So, you know, kind of do what you believe in. And if you believe in that, it's a great strategy for you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I know you're very busy, and I really appreciate it. Some great insights into how people can, you know, really take their existing customers and just extend the lifetime value of those customers and help them grow their brands. So how can people learn more about your solution and kind of what you offer?
Yeah, so you can visit us on the web at smile.io. I think there's an offer available at ecommercefastlane.com/smile. And that offer is 20% off Smile Enterprise for Shopify Plus merchants for your first year of Smile.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for that offer. I much appreciate it. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Steve Deckard from Smile. You know, it's amazing that, you know, Steve and his team have kind of made a pivot from the Sweet Tooth reward solution kind of over to the Smile brand and added on VIP and kind of referral programs kind of all under one roof. So that's pretty impressive. And, you know, and their growth is even more phenomenal. Like when I recorded this episode, I mentioned that there was 17,000 customers, and you know, now a few months later, at the end of June 2018, when this show is being published, they now have over 20,000 customers. So, you know, they've dropped another 3,000 more customers in a few months. So it just kind of proves the value of the of their solution that they have. So that so many new customers have signed up, you know, and, you know, it really is apparent to me, you know, now that I think about it, that, you know, if you have a Shopify store, you should, you know, always be thinking about how you can maximize your customer's lifetime value and, you know, in turning kind of customers into brand advocates kind of through referrals and social sharing. And, you know, and that's really what Smile actually does. Like, you know, as Steve says, it's really all about the customer experience and, you know, making customers smile. So I looked also in the App Store, and the pricing is quite affordable. You know, for those stores that are kind of in their early stages of growth, there's a free option. So it really is a no-brainer to implement this solution. You know, if you have under, I think, 500 or so customer records in Shopify, the solution is completely free. So you can head on over to the Shopify App Store and just search for Smile, and you can add it to your store. Now, for those more established brands that are on Shopify Plus, Steve has offered really an amazing deal, actually, of 20% off. So you just got to mention e-commerce Fastlane when you sign up. And if you would like to book a demo, I'll have links in the show notes, or you can go over to ecommercefastlane.com/smile, and I'll have that redirect to a landing page where you can get a demo for the solution. So I wanted to thank you, like really my loyal listeners, you know, first for listening to the show. I do massively appreciate that. And, you know, I hope that you're getting some great value out of the show. And, you know, most importantly, I'm hoping you're taking action on kind of what you've learned and are applying it towards, you know, your store. And, you know, since this show has just launched and, you know, all support is greatly appreciated. So if you haven't already done so, if you could take a few minutes and subscribe in iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, you know, it just takes a couple minutes on your phone to subscribe. And I'd be so grateful if you could leave a rating and a quick review of the show. The as I mentioned in the past or other episodes, that, you know, the first 8 weeks of a show, it's very crucial for its kind of continued visibility and traction in iTunes, just so the show can be discovered. And leaving a review really is a great way that you can kind of show your appreciation for this continued production of the show. And, you know, thanks again for your support. And coming up next week, I have a chat actually with Blaine Farr, and he's actually the COO of Wooly.com. It's W-O-O-L-Y, Wooly.com. And it's really, it's an incredible influencer platform that it takes kind of the basic customer information from Shopify. So when you sell something to someone, an email address and their social profiles available. And what this solution does is it matches the customer to a complete social profile. So be it LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And so basically stores can then use the information of their customers and their social profile. And they can use that information so they can now engage with these kind of potential influencers or VIPs that have already purchased their product. So it's a interesting twist kind of on influencer marketing, and it really is an impressive solution. So I do a firsthand experience of kind of how well it actually works. So excited for you to kind of jump into that show next week. So until then, you know, I really do appreciate you and kind of taking your time again to listen to it. Or, you know, everybody's days are busy, and or you're commuting or working out. It's just, you know, just, I really appreciate that you've taken time to listen to the show, and you know, and you're having a desire to kind of level up your skills and your knowledge with e-commerce and the Shopify platform. So until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.